And I'm standing in the emergency room. It's a Tuesday evening. I'm in a blue uniform with a white apron, white starch cap. It's my second year of nursing school. And in comes a woman carrying this bundle, and she says to me, "Help me, help me. My baby had a fever, and she started shaking, and now she won't answer me." So as I guided her over to a nearby stretcher, I unwrapped the baby, called for a doctor. He came over, examined her, and said she had had a seizure, and she needed a suppository of Tylenol and an injection of Phenobarb. The nurse came in, gave her the injection and the suppository, and I'm just sitting there rocking this little girl. And suddenly I realize, she's not breathing. Oh my gosh, she's not breathing. We need help in here. And as the crash cart and the nurses and the doctor came in, I stood frozen up against the wall, watching the miracle of modern medicine bring life back into that baby's body. And I knew I had made the right choice. What we do is save lives every day. And then I was one of the nurses that got to bring the little girl up to pediatrics. And the mother hugged each of us, and she stood for the longest time holding me. And I thought, didn't she see me standing up against the wall frozen? But she was so thankful. People are so thankful for what we do. And when I got back downstairs, my instructor brought us into our post-conference and told us that the baby had gone into respiratory arrest because she got too much Phenobarb. And she said, you need to do it right. That's why we have the five rights. You need to do it right. And that touched me someplace really, really close from my childhood. And I thought, I need to do it right. I need to do it right. I need to do everything right, because no one is ever going to suffer from my mistake. And from there, I became hypervigilant. Nothing was going to pass me. I was going to be perfect. I was going to be the perfect nurse. And I was going to gain more knowledge. And I actually thought that life was hard, so I made it hard for myself. And I went to school, and I worked, and I had a son, and I stretched myself, and I stretched myself, and I was like this rubber band. I stretched myself until I snapped. I wasn't able to work. I actually stopped working for a month. And I wasn't able to clean my house. I didn't know what was wrong with me. I couldn't sleep. I was just a basket case. And a friend of mine, after a while, when I told this story, said, hey, you just put a knot in that spot, right? And you keep on going. But you know what? You never really forget where that snap happened. And you never really quite have the full capacity. And so, like you all are like this rubber band. You have lots of resilience, and you can stretch, and you can go beyond your capacity a lot. But if you don't find some time to relax, you too can have this happen to you. So that's why I come to speak to nurses now. And so what makes care memorable is for us to really be fully there with people, and to learn the steps that it takes to be fully there with our patients is to take care of ourselves first.